Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, this is bizarre. And at the same time, so telling. But before I tell you the story, I want to dig back up one of my favorite all-time clips because it's so shocking. It's John Ratcliffe back in the first Trump administration when he had Tulsi Gabbard's job. Today, he's over at the CIA, and he was director of national intelligence. When you're director of national intelligence, that's a fusion center. So you see the intel from all our intel agencies. And what he saw shocked him. The sheer extent to which members of Congress were under the control of China. Unfortunately, he never said which ones. He's talking to Catherine Herridge here.
You wrote a piece for the Wall Street Journal, and you say China is targeting members of Congress with 6 times the frequency of Russia and 12 times the frequency of Iran. What is behind Beijing's aggressive approach?
So they want laws and policies out of the United States that are favorable to China. And what they're really trying to do is, through blackmail, through bribery, through overt and covert influence, trying to make sure that only laws that are favorable to China are passed.
Have you been to Capitol Hill and have you briefed this threat information to lawmakers?
I was so troubled by what I saw from the position as the Director of National Intelligence that I went and briefed both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on this information, which they found surprising and troubling.
And which they did absolutely nothing about. At least in the Senate, that could be because Mitch McConnell was running the show. And that leads us to an incredible story that was never supposed to be public. A few days ago, it leaked that Rhino Uniparty globalist Republican Mitch McConnell was sicker than anybody was willing to let on. Everybody knew that an ambulance had been called to his D.C. home. But John Thune, his friend and fellow Rhino globalist open borders Bushwing hack, was dispatched to Fox News to tell Brett Baer that McConnell was just fine.
Senator McConnell, we're told it was hospitalized. Have you heard any word on him?
I have. I spoke to him yesterday, and he was in good spirits. I mean, he was paying attention to what's going on, and indicated that he would be back soon.
Why you always lying? Oh, my God.
He's referring there to the day after the hospitalization. Well, the 911 call and all of that information just came out. Yeah, Mitch McConnell didn't just slip and fall. He went into full-on cardiac arrest. The odds he had a chipper conversation the next day with John Thune, not high. And now Laura Loomer and others reporting that Mitch McConnell's brain dead and has been for weeks in the hospital. What we do know is this. He's been in the hospital for almost 3 weeks. If you've been around a hospital lately, you know they push you out the door. And that's for pretty serious stuff. You hang out for 3 weeks, you're in a bad way. But the fact that that lie was out there, which has everything to do with the calendar, if McConnell dies before August 3rd, they're going to have a special election. I'll get to that in a minute. But the fact that the lie was out there, nah, he's fine. It's okay. He's chipper. He'll be back. Probably allowed Elaine Chao, his wife, to feel comfortable enough to hightail it out of town. Folks, if somebody you love has just gone into full-on cardiac arrest and is sick enough that at this point they've been in the hospital for almost 3 weeks, do you stick around? She didn't. 72 hours after Mitch McConnell went into cardiac arrest, Elaine Chao was sitting there in China, across from the vice president of the country and a high-ranking, obviously, Chinese Communist Party member. Yeah, this is all totally normal. Well, because McConnell's, you know, the true extent of his illness and the fact that he was still in the hospital was kept a secret, she didn't, I guess, think much, or the Chinese didn't think much of releasing the fact that she was there meeting with high-ranking Chinese Communist Party officials. But now that the whole story's out, it sure looks like she rushed back to China to meet with her handlers. You know, the one that gave Mitch McConnell, once a legislative aide making just $17,000 a year, a full-on $35 million plus fortune. I'll get to the incredible story of that in a minute. Now, remember Elaine Chao served as the Secretary of Labor under George W. Bush and the Transportation Secretary under the first Trump administration, none of which, by the way, Mitch McConnell gave a damn about. He was one of the key drivers of the Russia collusion hoax, despite knowing it wasn't real. He's a bad dude. So anyway, Elaine Chao figured nobody would ever know her first priority upon the potential brain death of her husband, or at least his cardiac arrest, was to beat a trail back to China. While McConnell's uniparty hack friends all spread the lie that he was okay. It was one of those rare slips we're not supposed to see. And it just might show how truly captured the uniparty and our elites actually are. To understand this, you've got to understand who they are. Chao is McConnell's second wife, and in 2004, the couple had an average net worth of $3.1 million. 10 years later, that number would increase to $36.5 million. We know this because of Peter Schweizer's excellent reporting job in his number one New York Times bestseller, reporting that's been printed in the pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post. How did the McConnells walk away with $36.5 million net worth? Well, Chao's father, James Chao, a Chinese citizen, made a one-time donation to them, to the couple, a gift of between $5 million and $25 million. But he writes the gift could be seen as more than just a gift. It was likely acquired, according to Schweizer, due to the loyalty of the couple to China. Here's how that money transfer went. And it's both astonishing and eerily familiar. Why? Because the Chinese deals with Hunter Biden were structured almost exactly the same way. So Chinese native James Chao, her father, was a good friend and classmate of former Chinese president Jiang Zemin. He was also a member of the Communist Party. What the heck is this woman doing serving in two Republican administrations? Anyway, he founded a company, a shipping company called Foremost. The success of Foremost is largely due to its close ties to the Chinese government, in particular, the Chinese State Shipping Corporation. The main client, and I'm putting client in air quotes, of Foremost Shipping Group. Well, who exactly were the McConnells and the Chows in business with? Well, the success of Foremost, largely due to its close ties to the Chinese government, again, including the China State Shipbuilding Corporation. The China State Shipbuilding Corporation isn't really a corporation. It's a state-owned defense conglomerate of China at the very heart of the Chinese government's military-industrial complex. And the main goal of the CSSC is to strengthen the Chinese military. And while Foremost is officially registered as an American company, their ships have been constructed by Chinese government shipyards, the construction financed by the Chinese government, and their crews largely Chinese. Schweizer writes, it's worth noting how both McConnell and Chao, in their roles as high-ranking U.S. officials, have personally interacted with and then gone considerably soft on China since their 1993 wedding. When Senator McConnell, who took hardline positions against China prior to his marriage, met with high-ranking Chinese Communist Party officials in 1994. It was not in his capacity as a senator, but officially via a personal invitation from the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, arranged by Elaine Chao's daddy, James. When he went to China, Mitch McConnell met with no less than the president of the country, Zemin, and the vice premier, Li Lanqing. After that meeting, McConnell, quote, would increasingly avoid public criticism of China, and many meetings like it would follow in the years to come. Schweitzer writes, as the Chows and the Chinese government went into business together, the Chows-McConnells tied their economic fate to the good fortunes of Beijing. Were McConnell to critique Beijing aggressively or support policies damaging to Chinese interest, Beijing could severely damage the family's economic fortunes.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at grunes.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In the ensuing years, McConnell began to act, well, a lot like Nancy Pelosi, who has a very similar deal. Her husband made about $400,000 a year in real estate before she teamed up with China. And at the time, she was a huge critic of China, believe it or not, including Tiananmen Square. She went silent after that. So did McConnell after he got his deal. In the ensuing years, McConnell has loudly defended China and its actions against Hong Kong and Taiwan, even claiming that the United States needed to be ambiguous as to whether we would come to the defense of Taiwan if attacked by China. When Jesse Helms introduced the Taiwan Security Enhancement Act, pledging support for Taiwanese independence in 1999, it had 21 co-sponsors and heavy Republican support, but McConnell was not on the list. The list goes on and on. McConnell also fought attempts to punish China for vigorously undervaluing its currency. When she served as labor secretary under George W. Bush, her department resisted efforts to call out the Chinese government over its workers' rights practices. And after a bipartisan congressional report citing Chinese espionage against the U.S. circulated in the year 2000, Chow was critical of the report, making clear she in no way agreed with the findings, and Schweitzer writes, dismissing the idea that China could pose any threat to the United States. Okay, folks, remember what I point out to you all the time, given the span of Mitch McConnell's power, that so many of our policies that have nothing to do with China bizarrely end up benefiting China hugely at America's expense. Let me give you an example, because this is one Trump spent a lot of time in his second term correcting. One of the big legs up for both the Chinese economy and its manufacturing has been its access to cheap oil. Oil bought anywhere between pennies on the dollar to 60 cents on the dollar. That is a massive competitive edge, particularly when you're talking about Venezuelan oil, which is the really critical kind that we used to buy from Venezuela for manufacturing. It doesn't go in your car. It's used to manufacture just about everything in your house, from upholstery to plastic to you name it. And so here's what we did. We sanctioned Iran. We sanctioned Venezuela. We sanctioned Russia, threatening all our allies, hey, you can't buy oil from them. But we didn't enforce our sanctions in any way against China. Well, that devalued the oil, because there might be a penalty for buying it, but allowed China to buy the oil. Folks, we've literally lost factories to China due to this advantage because they have the easy access to the Venezuelan oil. Well, Trump took it back. And now it's being sold on the market for market value. That was a huge blow to China. But what is that? That is Trump actually enforcing the sanctions Congress passed that have given China a leg up. I mean, you get cheap energy that's not available in the American economy. That's massive. But folks, again and again over the years, so many of our policies default to being a massive win for China. And it's kind of treated as this oopsie to the extent anybody even notices it. That's what China bought. The model is eerily similar to the deal that Hunter Biden has. Remember, he was cut in for a small percentage of the proceeds of mining and minerals companies all over the world, owned or secondhand owned by the Chinese Communist Party, and also natural gas companies all over the world. So what does Joe Biden do? Well, he puts the mining and minerals category off limits and shuts down for 20 years the one big operational mine that we had. And remember, he locked up the entire basically shoreline of the United States of America, continental, to any new permits, while Hunter's getting cut in, remember, to the deals with the Chinese companies around the world that are digging up everything from coal to natural gas. It's the same model. Basically, they give you a small percentage, which amounts to a ton of money, and you don't do anything. And then you do stuff that benefits them. But because of strict ethics limits, you can't give Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell the check, so you give it to a family member. Pelosi's husband got the deal. Hunter Biden got the deal. And in Mitch McConnell's case, his wife and her family got the deal. Now, after this went uber viral and Elaine Chao was cold busted, hanging out with our worst enemies on earth while her husband's dying, because heck, why not? She explained it by saying, well, the trip was scheduled beforehand. And you didn't cancel it? And then she says she went there to discuss philanthropy with our worst enemy on earth? Really? Problem with that is that the Chinese government put out their own press statement saying she was there to talk about improving U.S. and China relations. In other words, for whatever reason, they threw her under the bus. Kylie Kremer writes on X, I think the whole situation surrounding Mitch McConnell just became far more serious. What authority was Elaine Chao acting under when she met with a senior CCP official, I mean, the vice president of the country, while her husband, a sitting U.S. senator, was hospitalized following a reported medical emergency? Elaine Chao hasn't held a U.S. government position since January 7th, 2021, when she resigned as Secretary of Transportation. The Logan Act prohibits unauthorized private citizens from conducting correspondence or negotiations with foreign governments regarding disputes or matters involving the United States. If she was representing the United States with authorization from the U.S. government, the State Department should say so. If she was acting solely as a private citizen while discussing U.S.-China relations with senior Chinese officials, it raises legitimate questions about whether the Logan Act could apply. Now, folks, watch what happens next, because it's going to be nothing. In an honest country, one that rightly fears infiltration by its worst enemy, there'd be congressional hearings about this. At a minimum, Chao would be investigated. She won't be. And if she is, the uniparty will move to protect her. Here's what's interesting. The Daily Beast sent a reporter to the Chao McConnell home in D.C. to interview neighbors. And neighbors agreed that they had seen him hauled off by the ambulance. But what they said is no one's come or gone since. Not Chao and not McConnell. And that normally it's very obvious when they're in town because there's Secret Service protection. The Secret Service vehicles are all over the place. It's one of those kind of narrow streets with, you know, a kind of an old brownstone style townhouse. That would make that very obvious. They said nobody's seen them since he was hauled away in an ambulance. Folks, I gotta wonder, has Chao come back from China? Is she ever coming back from China? This is a major national security issue, and the American people deserve answers. Finally, folks, and I've always wondered this, how much of the fact that the Clinton and then Bush era focused on getting China into the World Trade Organization, competing head on with U.S. businesses, exfiltrating millions of factory jobs to China, setting up a tax system that benefited overseas, i.e. Chinese corporations over Americans. Folks, all that was done in Bush 1, Bush 2, and the Clinton and ultimately even Obama eras, folks. I mean, remember just last week we were talking about birthright citizenship, how Obama quietly made that visa change for the Mariana Islands that lets Chinese citizens go there for 14 days, just long enough to give birth and get American citizenship and then leave. And we found out that high-ranking members of the Communist Party have been sending their wives there to give birth for all these years. In fact, there's over a million now who are Americans but weren't raised in this country. In fact, were raised by the Chinese Communist Party and taught to hate America. And they'll begin to vote in 2030. We just figured out about a year ago that it even was going on. Who did that? Obama did that. Those are the kind of things uniparty elites, basically all the people that hang out together and want nothing to do with Trump, the people who were at the Obama library opening. It's the kind of thing they've done again and again and again for China. Remember under even Barack Obama, when Chinese illegals would show up at the border, they were considered special interest aliens. They were all turned back. Joe Biden would change that rule and let them in just like anyone else. So we're taking in an average of 22,000 of them a month. And remember the pictures of them arriving at the border. All men, roughly the same age, same haircuts, same couple of outfits, showing up out of the desert with briefcases and looking very military. Not a woman among them. They faded into the country. God knows where they are now. Remember when those two Chinese bioweapons labs, complete with very expensive mice, the kind needed to spread various deadly diseases, were discovered? Yeah, the FBI completely refused to investigate the first one, flat out covered up the second one, and never bothered to investigate the third one, which is uphill from a major Air Force base. Kash Patel found that one just a few months back. So, folks, the level at which they've allowed China to penetrate this country in terrifying ways is astounding. This era needs to end. It's been so damaging for America.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.